by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are welcome. Amen. I will go straight into our study. Today is the lesson 4. We have been studying understanding everlasting life. Praise the Lord. And today is lesson 4. Topic for today is right heart disposition towards learning everlasting life. Can we say that together? Are we together? Some people are not saying it. Can we say together? Topic. Hallelujah. We are studying what the type of heart that we need to have, or the kind of disposition or arrangement of heart that our heart must come into for in learning everlasting life. Everlasting life is a learning. Praise the Lord. Just like Christ is a learning. Amen. In Ephesians say, for you have not so learned Christ. Praise the Lord. So we learn Christ. We are also learning everlasting. No, Christianity is a school. Amen. You come to church for to learn. You are not, that's why it's called Sunday school. But ye have not so learned Christ. So if Christ was to be learned, everlasting life is also to be what? Learned. We also need to learn. We keep learning and keep learning and keep learning. Even in eternity, we continue to do what? To learn. We'll not stop learning. So don't be tired of learning. Don't be discouraged of learning. Amen. Learning is our calling. Praise the Lord. What did I say? We are called to learn. Amen. Don't be discouraged and don't give up. Just like in our normal, earthly pursuit in school, when you are learning something and you are not understanding, you do everything to ensure that you understand it. You do extra lesson, you talk to your colleagues in class, you do a lot of things just to ensure that you understand, because you have an exam. Praise the Lord to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have a learning, and we have been called to learn. God will help us to be faithful in this vocation of learning in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, so we go straight through our memory track. I'm sure we have our manuals. By God's grace, in our last lesson under this series, we saw that God's plan for man from before the foundation of the world is to give man eternal life. And this has not changed even today. We learned the plan of God, the purpose of God, the agenda of God, that which God desires for man is that he wants to give man eternal life. Praise the Lord. And that plan has not changed. That plan will never change. It will remain until God achieve his agenda. Praise the Lord. How many of us know that the agenda of God will come to pass? The agenda of God will be fulfilled. Blessed are we when we, if we give ourselves to be part and to align, to agree with God, to be part of that fulfillment of the agenda of God. Hallelujah. So it's a great privilege to be alive. Amen. It's a great privilege to be alive, to hear the things we are hearing, to learn the things we are learning. Hallelujah. So this plan will never change and cannot change. As such, no prophecy, we learned last week, of scripture should be of any private interpretation. You're on your own when you interpret scriptures based on your own private understanding. Praise the Lord. Scripture has a mind. There is something that scripture wants to pass across. Amen. So when we read scripture, scripture is not to be interpreted with our minds. Let me not just go into that, because we have studied that already. We also looked into scriptural patterns to show the differences that exist between eternal life and everlasting life, thereby establishing that Adam and his wife Eve were created everlasting persons, or they were created everlasting beings. It was also emphasized last week in our last study that the tree of life in the midst of the garden had eternal life. So that what the tree of life custodied or was keeping was what? Eternal life, which was a life greater than everlasting life that was already in Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord. Adam and Eve were created everlasting, but they were to learn and continue to learn and continue to eat until they begin to eat the tree of life, which was in the midst of the garden. Praise the Lord. And that tree of life was keeping a knowledge that they were not having at that particular time. So the plan of God was to end man, or to see man come to the eating of the tree of life, where man will now inherit or come into eternal life. But man was created lower than eternal life. Man was supposed to journey until he comes into the plan and the design of God for him. So man was created everlasting. He was made everlasting. He was supposed to learn and continue to eat and journey until he gets to a eternal life. Today, we trust God for grace to answer questions around heart dispositions towards approaching the teaching of everlasting life. Our desire is that we must come into the heart fixation that is required to receive or to understand the issue of everlasting life. The issue of everlasting life cannot just be understood if you don't have the right heart attitude. Praise the Lord. Without a good heart attitude, you can't come into any allocation of God. Every allocation of God's word has a demand for our hearts. Praise the Lord. Just like even the administration of Christ, you need a heart disposition. Your hearts need to be sprinkled to come into things of Christ. Amen. So let me not preempt the teaching. Let us just go straight to the teaching. And I trust the Lord that God will help us and grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Heart disposition towards learning everlasting life. Let's say that together. All right. The question is, for one who has not finished learning Christ in a time where everlasting life is being taught, what is the right heart disposition such should have towards the knowledge or the teaching of everlasting life? For one who has not finished, for one who has not perfected Christ, what is the heart disposition that we need to have when in this season that we are, when everlasting life is being taught or is being communicated? Hallelujah. Amen. So we are looking at the kind of heart that must have. How many of us has finished Christ? Let me see so that I know. How many of us have perfected? Please don't be ashamed. If you are ashamed of Christ, Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father is holy angels. So please, don't be ashamed. If you have perfected Christ, just wave your hand to the Lord. Just a wave offering. Nobody. Are we being humble? Is it humility? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. That means this study is for us. That means this study is for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. That means we must give attention to this study. If you know, that you have not perfected Christ, That means that this study is designed for you. Amen. And me, I know that I've not perfected Christ. So this study is for me. God wants to do something in my heart so that I can arrange myself to receive what is coming, and then also not to miss out where I am in my journey into everlasting life. Praise the Lord. All right. In answering this question, it is good to know and also to know the following. Before we go to that, let's read our text. Praise the Lord. Let us not forget to read our text. Hebrews chapter 5. Can we read, open Hebrews chapter 5 quickly? Before we go into hard disposition, it's part of it, but let's just read it. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. Are we there? I would love us to read it together. Can we read 11 and 12? Hebrews chapter 5, 1, 2, go. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when ye time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such have need of milk and not strong meat. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 6, 1 to 2. Just the next chapter. Read 1, go, 1, 2, go. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith towards God, and of doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. Are we there? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39, the last verse of that chapter. 1, 2, go. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Hard disposition towards learning everlasting life. So we ask a question. What will one do who has not finished everlasting learning Christ? Because Christ is a learning. I said that before. And everlasting life is also a what? A learning. So if you are not learning, if you have not finished learning Christ, so you know, sometimes you can't, the learning of things, spiritual things, is not really the same like that with things in the natural. Praise the Lord. It's good to compare it, but we'll see it in the study as we go on. So in answering the question of one who has not finished Christ, but in the season of everlasting life, what is the kind of heart disposition such a one should have? In answering such question, number one, Scripture speaks of growing up from one realm of understanding, Father, and what? The doctrine of everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we are answering this question. In answering this question, these are things that we must understand and we must take note of. Scripture speaks of growing up from one realm to another. Christianity, our Christian life, must not be stagnant. Praise the Lord. You must understand that as a believer, you must grow from one level to another level. If you are not growing in the things of the Spirit, you won't come into the perfect will or the complete plan and the agenda of God for your life. Praise the Lord. Something God has prepared for us that is at the end, we need to grow onto it. Praise the Lord. For example, a child that has a father that the father has promised him, probably he has inheritance with the father for to have to own an estate or to, let's say, to have a car. Amen. And
That child, you can't hand over the key of the child when he is 6 years, 5 years. What do you expect? You must allow the child to grow and to do what? To mature to the point where he can be responsible to handle such things. If not,
what will happen to that car? He will spoil it. He will scatter it. Praise the Lord. He will use it to write. Amen. He will think it's a toy. Hallelujah. So you can see that's why God will not just give you everlasting life like that without growth, without stature, without growing in knowledge. Amen. So in learning everlasting life, scripture speaks of growing up from one realm of understanding. Christ is an understanding. I hope we know. But before Christ, there is an understanding we must have. What is that understanding? Milk. Amen. There is milk that we must sincere milk of the word that we must be fed with for us to do well in the doctrine of Christ. So scripture speaks of growing up in the realm of understanding to another realm. So in the realm of milk, there is an understanding I'm supposed to have. Amen. When I'm learning milk, because milk is the provision of children for to grow and have stature so that they can eat meat or they can eat bread. Without milk, you won't have the capacity to eat real food. Praise the Lord. It is true in the natural. It is also true in the spiritual. So we grow from one realm of understanding of life to another, from milk to meat, from the doctrine of Christ to the doctrine of the Father. So it's one stage, milk, meat, and what? Strong meat. Praise the Lord. How many of us are hearing this for the first time? We have milk, meat, and what? Strong meat. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we have the doctrine of milk and the doctrine of Christ and the doctrine of what? Of the Father. Milk will prepare us for true doctrine. Milk is a preparation. Can we say that together? Milk is a preparation for to receive doctrine. Without the foundation of milk, you won't do well in doctrine. Either the doctrine of Christ or the doctrine of the Father. So you will need foundation. You will need preparation. You will need your heart to be well prepared. So when we give our life to Christ, what we need to do or to feed ourselves with is to eat or to prepare ourselves with is milk. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we see that in the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 outline elementary teachings or doctrines of Christ. So those are things that as a baby in Christ or in the spirit needs to be fed with so that you will do well in doctrine. So we grow from one knowledge, from meat to doctrine of Christ, and from Christ to meat or to strong meat, or which is the Father. Then we can see that also in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's see that quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 to 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 to 2. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. So there are two categories. Now, verse 2. I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Did you see that? Neither yet now are ye able. Why? Because you have not exercised yourself in the feeding or in the provision of what milk is supposed to do. Let's see verse 3. When you have fed yourself with milk, something would go. For ye are yet carnal. So, when you are well fed with milk, milk will deal with carnality at a level. Praise the Lord. Milk of the word, sincere milk of the word, as a believer, when you gave your life to Christ, will do well to remove any root of carnality. For whereas there is among you envying. So one thing that milk would do in the life of a believer is to remove things that make such to envy. You won't envy. Because if there is still envy in you, Paul said, you cannot bear the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. There is still strife. There is still division. And you are carnal. And you walk as men. Praise the Lord. So make we prepare our hearts not to walk as men. Milk will prepare our hearts, remove every form of strife in us at a level. Praise the Lord. Milk will prepare us so that when Christ comes, we can do well and accept the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. So we also saw in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to 13, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are what? Dull of hearing. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meats. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is what? A babe. So you can see in this scripture, we have milk, we have meat, and we have strong meat. That's rightly dividing the word. Praise the Lord. It's good to understand it because it will help us a great deal in appropriating issues of everlasting life. Praise the Lord. So we are learning. Are we learning? Alright. If you have heard this before, as Papa Hagin said, you are watering. Amen. You are being watered. But if you have not heard it, you are a seed is being sown. Praise the Lord. So just take it. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing that we must also consider is that spiritual growth for a Christian is first of all a soul thing. Praise God. Spiritual growth is what? It's a soul thing. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Praise God. With a heart you believed and you made a confession and your spirit was recreated by the believing. By you just believing, your spirit was created. Bible said that we were created in him. And he said that anyone that is in Christ is a new creation. So coming into, our initial birth or being born again was as a result of believing. Praise the Lord. So the soul is given the opportunity to come into what the Spirit came into by not just believing, by obedience. So when you are subjecting the soul, because the soul needs to grow, spiritual growth of a, for a Christian is a soul thing. It is in and with our soul that we grow spiritually, not our spirit. Praise the Lord. Our spirit is already Christ. Are we in agreement? But our soul is not yet Christ. So when we are talking about growth, 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 who are they talking to grow? It's the soul. The soul needs to grow. The soul needs to walk. The soul needs to obey. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1, I think verse 20, something that said that verse 23 or so. Let me see. 1 Peter, by obeying the truth. Okay, yes, thank you. 22. Seeing ye have purified your spirit, your body, seeing ye have purified your souls, in what? Obeying the truth. Through what? The spirit. Unto the unfeigned law. So, it's the soul that needs to obey. The soul needs to walk in obedience. As the soul is walking in obedience, the soul is coming into levels of purifications. The soul is coming into levels of sanctifications. The soul is coming to levels of separations. The soul is coming to levels of holiness when the soul is obeying the truth. Hallelujah. So the issue of growth is for the soul. It is in and with our soul that we grow spiritually, not with our spirit. Growth for a believer is measured and based on the conversation of the thoughts of the soul in line with the gospel. Praise the Lord. So if you want to measure growth of a believer, you check out how much life or how much alignment is that soul to the word of God. How much alignment is my soul with the word of God or with the gospel? How much agreement is my soul with the things that are written in scripture will tell me whether I've grown or I'm not growing. Praise the Lord. Our alignment with the gospel or our growth can only be measured on in how much we align our thoughts, our minds, our imaginations, our actions, inactions, and the things we do, you know, aligned with scripture or with the gospel. Then we can now say such a person is growing or has grown in the spirit. Praise the Lord. So I can do many things that I say I can define and say, okay, I am spiritual. To be spiritual is not to have a big Bible. Praise the Lord. Or carry concordance, as we said some weeks ago. No, to be spiritual is not to quote scripture from Genesis to the Revelation. Hallelujah. To be spiritual, amen. To be spiritual is not to pray. Prayer is good. It's not to pray from morning till night. Praise the Lord. To be spiritual is how much you can obey the Spirit. How much are you aligning? Praise the Lord. That's a spiritual person. A spiritual person is the person that can, how much you can bear with your brother. That's a spiritual person. How much meekness do you have? That's a spiritual person. You know, he was telling them that ye are still carnal. No, stop. When you are spiritual, you are not carnal. They can't teach you to be spiritual. It is to be Christ, because Christ is the spiritual man. Hallelujah. So, and Christ has what makes up who he is. Christ is meek. Christ is humble. Christ is long-suffering. Christ is forbearing.
Christ is has meekness. Hallelujah. Christ loves. Christ laid down his life. So to be spiritual, when you want to measure out your spirituality, so check out how much you can lay down your life for your brethren. That's spirituality. Amen. All right. Growth for a believer is measured and based on the conversation of the thoughts of the soul in line with the gospel and obedience to the instructions of the Holy Spirit as a result of the gospel such a believer has heard. Praise the Lord. As a result of what the believer has heard, how much you have been able to align yourself to as a result of what you have heard will now say that you are growing or you are not growing. God will help us to align and walk in obedience in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's see 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. But grow in grace and in what? In the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forevermore. Who is he telling to grow in grace? It's the soul. It's not the spirit. The soul needs to grow. Grow in what? In the knowledge of things, in knowing physics and chemistry, grow in knowing your environment, grow in the tradition of men, grow in the philosophy of men. No, grow in religion or grow in having position in church. Praise the Lord. He said, grow in grace. Grow in grace. You know, you can grow in so many things, but you are not growing in grace. So to be spiritual is to grow in grace. So when you are growing in grace, you are aligning yourself with the dealings of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why whenever we are sharing grace, say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there is a grace that can make you spiritual. Praise God. You know, there is grace that brings salvation in Titus. Amen. But there is grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the grace that can make Christ's nature to be formed in you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the grace that can make a spiritual man. So if you want to be spiritual, there is a grace to grow. So grow in grace, not in things. Don't grow in knowing other things. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you are learning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are learning the grace that produced that personality. There is a grace that raised the spiritual stature in Christ. So when you are growing as a believer, you need to align yourself with that spirit. You know, Bible talks about when you gather and the spirit of Christ, let there be the supply of what? Of the spirit of Christ. So that spirit of Christ is the grace of Christ. Praise the Lord. God will help us to grow in grace in Jesus' name. You see, when you are growing in grace and other things seems like not growing, don't be disturbed. Amen. Because growing in grace will answer every other aspect of your life that is not growing. You don't understand me. You see, growing in grace has answer to anything about your life. But when you don't grow in grace, you want to grow in other things. Lack of grace or that thing that you are having can destroy you. But when you are growing in grace, grace will give you wisdom to master things when things are added to you. Praise the Lord. But you want to grow in resources. You want to grow in having things. You want to grow in having other knowledges that are not knowledge of Christ. You want to grow in any other thing, but you are not growing in grace. You know, it's easy to grow in other things, but growing in grace needs discipline, needs patience, needs dedication, needs commitment. Hallelujah. And who are they instructing to grow in grace? It's the soul. Meaning that the soul has tendency to be tired or to withdraw from growing in grace. Praise God. The soul has tendencies. The soul is not originally like that. As a result of the fall, the soul of man has been weakened. You know, we learned at the beginning of this study that language is a sign of the potency and the originality of the life that God gave man. But as a result of the fall, man dropped from that potency or that originality, and man reduced to flesh. That reduction makes man, or the soul of man, not to appreciate anything called grace. Man only appreciates things that he will do with sweat. When he's sweating to do something, that's what man appreciates. But when they say, relax, be patient, don't make haste, man doesn't understand, don't make haste. Praise the Lord. So man does not appreciate grace. When they say grace, because grace is not the language of man. Praise the Lord. Grace is not the language of man. No. Forget about the English phrase, called, the word called grace. Amen. Grace is not the language of man. Hallelujah. Grace is not language of man. Grace is an enablement. Praise the Lord. Grace is an enablement. So when I say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, what are we saying? The enablement that Christ can give to a soul. Hallelujah. You know, soul can have enablements, but it doesn't have the enablement of Christ. When you have other enablements that are not Christ enablement, then you know that you are not growing in grace and you are not spiritual. You are not spiritual. Because the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will work out a spiritual nature in us. Praise the Lord. At every level of the world, there is a nature that is to be communicated to your soul. Every soul, at every level, at the meek level, there is a nature you need to have. Praise God. At the world level or the meek level, which is Christ, there is a nature we must have. At the strong meat, there is what? A nature the soul needs to come into. And all those levels have grace levels. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So, number three. It is good to know also that it is possible to hasten our movement from one level of grace. Did you see that? From one level of grace and growth to another. Let's see 2 Peter chapter 3. Have you read that before? Chapter 3, 7 to 10. 7 to 10. 2 Peter chapter 3. But the heavens, can we read together? 1, 2, go.
and the earth, which are now by the same word I kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men ought to slackness, but is long-suffering towards what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise the Lord. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein, for they shall burn up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It is possible to hasten our movement from one level of grace and to another, just like it is possible to carelessly and unyieldedly remain stagnant. Let's see Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. We read that before. Let's read it again. For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have needs that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. So we can see this picture here. There was a stagnation. The Hebrew church got to a point that they were not moving. Rather, they were retarding backwards, not even into Christ, but into something different, into Jewish tradition. Is it in the realm of the spirit, when you are not growing, you are not stagnant, really, you are going down. Praise the Lord. That's how it is in the realm of the spirit. Because there is movement in the realm of the spirit. When people are moving and you are not moving, you are not really stagnant. You are going down. Because the level that we are in, that you are, some people were under you and they have moved, but you are still there. So meaning that you are going down and there is a movement in the realm of the spirit. Praise the Lord. So, what God, it is possible for us to hasten our movement. We can hasten our movement. We can move into the things that God is saying from one level of grace. So grace has level, as I said before. We can grow from one grace level to another grace level. And it is also possible to draw back from a grace level or from a growth level that one has attained unto. Praise the Lord. So if you are not careful, you can go down. You can draw back from what you have attained if one is not careful and withdraws from growing. So if you don't give attention to growth, you can go down to perdition. Let's see 2 Peter chapter 2, 20 to 22. 2 Peter chapter 2. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, this is an example, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Verse 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. So they were delivered, the holy commandment were delivered unto them. Something was delivered to these people, but did not give attention to it.
They began to draw back. Hallelujah. Let's see verse 22. But it happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sore that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. That's what happens to a soul that is not growing. Praise the Lord. That's what happens to a soul that's not growing. You go back to vomit. You go back to the mire. Praise the Lord. When you are not growing as a believer, when you are not growing as a Christian, when you are not giving yourself, you are not giving attention to your spiritual growth, you are going back. You are turning. You are becoming something that the latter end will be worse than the beginning. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name. Let's see Hebrews chapter 10 verse 29. I think we've read that before. Hebrews chapter 10. 39, please. Thank you. But we are not of them who draw back unto what? Perdition means what? Destruction, right? But of them that do what? Believe. To do what? Saving. Meaning that the soul has not been saved when you gave your life to Christ or when you got born again. So we are on a journey. And that journey is a journey of learning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are on a journey, and the journey is a journey of learning. We'll learn Christ, we'll learn the Father, and we'll learn God. Amen. Amen. Now, even after we leave here, we'll still keep learning. In eternity, we'll keep learning and keep learning and keep learning and keep learning, because God is a world of learning. Praise the Lord. So don't be tired of learning. Talk to your neighbor and say, don't be tired of learning. Hallelujah. You know, there are a lot of discouragement that can come to discourage of learning. Eh? Something, a thought can just stream into your heart. Why do we need to learn all this everlasting life, eternal life, you know, doctrine of Christ? Doctrine? Let's just Christianity. Let's just be doing Christianity. No, you need it. Is very important. Is by understanding we come into inheritance. Without understanding, you can't come into inheritance. You know all these things we are learning. What you learn and you know becomes an inheritance to you. Praise the Lord. What you know now becomes an inheritance to your soul. So the soul is learning how to handle spiritual substances. You know, the soul doesn't know how to handle spiritual substance. The soul knows how to handle things that are tangible. What you can see, what you can feel, what you can relate with here. That's what the soul knows how to handle. That's why in the gospel, Jesus, when he was teaching the book of John, that labor not for the meat that perisheth, but labor for the meat that endures to everlasting life. So there is a meat that a soul can labor, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him the Father hath sealed. God the Father hath sealed. He is the approved person that can give a soul or teach a soul how to labor for the enduring meat. The soul of man lacks the capacity, fail from the capacity to endure for things that will give him things that will endure, or things that endure to everlasting life. Praise the Lord. But Jesus, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, is restoring back that capacity in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, let's continue. Transiting from Christ's doctrine to everlasting life. Can we say that together? Let's say that again. So, Christ is a doctrine. Everlasting life is a doctrine. I can't do well in the doctrine of everlasting life without having done well in the doctrine of Christ. Because Christianity is a journey. Praise the Lord. We've learned that before you even begin to relate with the doctrine of Christ, you will have taken milk as a believer when you gave your life to Christ or when you got born again. You will have taken milk enough so that when doctrine comes, you'll be able to take doctrine. Hallelujah. So to successfully transit, so meaning that there is need for transition. Amen. There is need for what? There is need for transition. There is need for transition. Meaning what you know in Christ is not enough. Hallelujah. It's dangerous. Amen. I don't want to say a statement, but we know. You know, in convention, it's not me that said it, so I can say it. Praise the Lord. I already said during convention that Christ is not enough. Am I the one that said it? No. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's scriptural. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's good to have Christ, but we are moving. God is moving us in knowledge. God is moving us in doctrine. But we are learning the right heart disposition we must have towards the doctrine of everlasting life. So to successfully transit from Christ's doctrine to everlasting life or the incorruptible seed, we ought to arm ourselves with what? With the following mindsets. For transition to be successful, praise the Lord. You know, when they are doing election, they have done election, we have a new government, and they say they have a transition committee, right? So there is a transition committee. What the purpose of that transition committee is to ensure that the outgoing government properly hands over to the incoming government, right? So in our journey in the things of God, there is a transition that takes place between Christ and the Father. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. Let's see that quickly. That their hearts might be comforted, knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, the mystery of the Father, and the mystery of Christ. We have learned these mysteries are not the same. Praise the Lord. Did we agree? We have the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the Father, and the mystery of God. Hallelujah. So in this, you can see the way they are arranged. It's arranged from God, Father, and Christ. But when we are journeying, our journey is from me, Christ, Father, and God. Hallelujah. And in those journeying, there is need for transition. If you don't properly transit into the Father, you may make mistake. Praise the Lord. Now, what will guarantee our transition into the doctrine of the Father is the doctrine of Christ. Because Christ is the foundation of God. So, we need to have some mindsets when it comes to transition. Number one, you cannot finish Christ in the sense that you finish school. Let's say that together. Praise the Lord. You know, when you finish school, you finish school. Like my sister Favor that is laughing. Praise the Lord. You know, you don't even, sometimes some of us, when you finish, the way you even dump your books, it's like a burden. And actually, it's a burden. that has been taken off you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But in the things of the Spirit, it's not like that. The knowledges of Jesus Christ, our Lord, all his knowledge from milk to meat. You know, we talk about milk of the word, right? That milk is springing from the word that the Reverend has taught us on that. That milk is not springing from anything. It's from the word. It's Christ's milk. Hallelujah. It's Christ's milk that we need to drink so that when his meat comes, we can take it. It's Christ's milk that we need to take so that we can have stature or stamina for his meat. Amen. Hallelujah. So the knowledges of Jesus Christ, our Lord, all his knowledge from milk to meat and strong meat are knowledge of lives. Praise the Lord. Life, life, life. Anything that comes from learning Christ is an administration of life. You know, Jesus said that, I have come that they may have what? Life. And have it more abundantly. So you can have life, you can have it abundantly, and you can have it what? More abundantly. Those are the stages of life. You have life, you have it abundant life, and then you can have more abundantly. Praise the Lord. Those are the stages that when God wants to communicate life to us. And those life comes by doctrine. Amen. You can't just come into life without doctrine. You must learn doctrine. Amen. Hallelujah. Life that are in continuum. So it's a continuous process. It's not just one time. Amen. Everything you learn is needed for the next stage. Hallelujah. It is only with the sword of doctrine. Did you see that? That the scripture points or paints that we can tell the end point of a life from the next allocation. So you can't tell the next allocation until doctrine is painted. Without doctrine, you cannot navigate the path of life. That's just what I want to say. Without doctrine, it's doctrine that will give us the sense, the wisdom, the capacity, the grace, the life, or what it takes to navigate part of life. Because God, from the beginning to the end, of wanting to give man eternal life, is an arrangement of doctrine and arrangement of life. At every point of God's allocation, you are to come in contact with an allocation of life. Life at every level. Life at every level. Life at milk level. Life at Christ level. Life at the Father's level. Pick life or roll life at God level. Praise the Lord. So you keep journeying in life. Amen. It is only with the sword of doctrine, we have said that the scripture paints that we can tell the end or the end point of life from one point to the next. Hence, to try to make demarcation in Christ's doctrine, like the knowledge and learning of a secular education, could leave a believer confused. Just keep growing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can, you know, somebody may ask, at what point am I supposed to know I have crossed from Christ to the Father? Just keep growing. Just keep growing. You don't need any marker, cut and uncut, spiritually or physically, to tell you that, your skin color will not change. Your vocabulary may not change. Daddy Pastor Meka was teaching during SOS. He said, one thing we must have in this season is that we must be humble. Do you know why? He said that the scriptures they used to teach us in meek will be the same scriptures they will use to teach us everlasting life. The same scriptures. They won't bring another Bible. It's the same Bible that you have been reading from ages. It's the same Bible. Everything, meek, Christ, Father, God is here. From, there is nothing, you can't bring out anything that's outside the Bible. So, there is temptation not to stick with what is here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, keep growing. If you want to demarcate your movement in the spirit or your attainment into things of God by physical observation of what maybe today, yesterday, I used to sit here, now I'm sitting there, or I used to be this and now I am this in the church. If that is what you are using as a marker for your own growth spiritually, you are missing it. Praise the Lord. It will keep you confused because some people will be in a particular, let me say, engagement in church. They will never hold mic, but they have journeyed in the spirit. Are you not telling me that they have not changed or they are not coming to everlasting life? No. No. Some will not hold the mic, but they have come into allocations of life. Hallelujah. So holding the mic is not a sign that you have journeyed. Amen. Amen. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's keep growing. Tell somebody by side, just keep growing. The same way a natural child does not and cannot exactly tell when they add height, so also it is with our transition from one level of growth to another. Praise the Lord. I love this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I think verse 40 something says, with a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be what? Changed. That twinkle of an eye is not, you can't measure it. Eh? We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall raise incorruptible. And what will happen? We shall be changed. Change will occur when you are hearing doctrine. Because this trumpet is doctrine that is sounding. What is sounding the trumpet is doctrine. As we are hearing doctrine, trumpets are sounding and we are being raised. Raised. Every day you hear doctrine, you are being raised. Change is occurring. So we learned in the manual that just like in the natural, you can't tell that you have added a cubit in your height when you are growing as a child. That is how it is in the realm of the spirit. The realm of the spirit, you can't say, before I used to be, I am at the border of Christ, or I am in Christ now. Then I've moved to the border between Christ and the Father on the 26th day of April 19th, something. At this particular hour, I transited from Christ to the Father. It's a lie. You won't know. Praise the Lord. You won't know. But keep moving. The point is, just keep moving. You will become, you will get there. You won't even know that you have gotten there. Because you are not supposed to know. Do you know why? Because when you know, we don't have the capacity yet to know what we are. It has not been revealed what we shall be. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes when they open up what we have, hey, even that glory enough can just, you will just sweep some people away. That's why God will keep us in a point that, in a place of perpetual desire and hunger. Praise God.
All right. So the same way, maybe we should read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 quickly.
I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Let's read 1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
Increase. That's the key word there. Increase. Increase. Increase will come when you are giving attention to doctrine. All right?
These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Praise the Lord. All these things will happen. There's not any marker that you're going to put there that will tell you that you have transited from one level to another level. No.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. If there's anything that you will use to determine your level, is how much life you have acquired. How much of the life of God has been able to work out in your soul. Number two, transiting from Christ's doctrine to everlasting doctrine. Number two, in every house or church that has come into the allocation of the doctrine of the everlasting life, there is also the allocation of the things of Christ. Amen. Just like the children of, just like children and adults in every physical, biological home are always catered for in the several level of eating, praise the Lord, and nutritional requirement. So also every level of growth or age is taken into consideration in every church that has come into things of the Father. All the epistles of the apostle reflect and buttresses these spiritual principles. Praise the Lord. Let's see Romans chapter 16. Quickly. Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26. Are we there? Now to him, let's read from the screen if you are not there. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Now, see, just like in a house, praise God, I know that in my house, whatever we cook is what everybody eats. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, we know that there is an example that Pastor Yola that cited this example. In the wilderness, when God was giving them manna in the wilderness, did he say that the manna, did we see a demarcation in the manna? They say, the manna, or maybe this particular manna with a different color, or it was only one manna. And that manna fed the old, the young, and the children. Do we agree? So also in the doctrine of everlasting life, when everlasting life is being communicated or is being brought to us, it has allocation for the old and for the people that have journeyed. It has allocation for young men. It has allocation for little children at every level. Meaning that it has answer for every level of our Christian walk. Praise the Lord. So don't say everlasting life, me, I have not attained to everlasting life. This church is not for me, or what they are saying does not relate. No. You know that people will be giving their life to Christ in our midst. We have new converts. That's why we have young believers class.
But beyond that, we have new convert. That's why sometimes we come to a gathering, you just see daddy teaching. And his teaching is supposed, so a lot of us that have listened to doctrine and God has helped us, we have grown a little bit. One daddy teach the word, daddy. You know, go deep. Blow it. Praise the Lord. But you just see daddy just going another route. Going, you'll be talking about new birth. You'll be talking about sanctification. You'll be talking about a lot of things that milk. You'll be teaching the milk of the word. Why? He'll tell you that he's ministering to some people. Praise the Lord. So in our midst, we are going to have little children. We are going to have young men. We are going to have fathers at every level. That is our pastor, Pastor Maker, we're preaching or teaching on Thursday. Said, we have these categories of people at every allocation of the world. In Christ, we have little children. In Christ, we have young men. In Christ, we have fathers. Praise the Lord. In everlasting life, we are going to have little children. We are going to have young men. And we are going to have what? Fathers. In eternal life, we are going to have little children. We are going to have young men. And we are going to have fathers. Praise God. So every allocation of the word of God has little children, has young men, and it has fathers. Everybody will be catered for. Everybody will be attended to. Everybody's needs will be met. At your own level, as the world is coming, everlasting life has, you know, the more you, daddy has said it, the more you grow, the more you become easier, and then you become wise in administering milk. Praise the Lord. So it's the eyes of and the wisdom of everlasting life that will make us, you know, capable enough to perfect our Christ walk. Amen. So let us not be discouraged. Hallelujah. Everything we need is in the word we are hearing. Hallelujah. And it's reflected in all the epistles. Number three, transiting from Christ's doctrine to everlasting life. When the stature of Christ is formed in the soul, it becomes an inheritance that the soul carries along in the journey towards the throne of God. Can we say that together? When the stature of Christ is formed in the soul, it becomes an inheritance that the soul carries along in the journey towards the throne. You know, that's our journey. We are journeying to the throne. Amen. We are journeying to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Christ is formed inside of us, inside the soul, that formation is an inheritance. It's an inheritance that will not discard and say, I don't need Christ. Now is everlasting life. Let us throw things of Christ away. No, we grow with it because it will grant us the capacity. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. We've read it. Let's read it again. And then open to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. All right. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart. Hallelujah. Being born again. I think the next verse. Being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So who come into this being born again by the incorruptible seed? If we have not done well in verse 22. Let's go back. Being born again is tied to purifying the soul, obedience of the soul. Christ will teach the soul how to live an obedient life, fervent charity with a pure heart, which Christ will give a soul as an inheritance. So what the right heart attitude or disposition that is required for to understand everlasting life or to do well in everlasting life is a Christ formation. It's a Christ heart. Hallelujah. You need a Christ heart to be able to do well, to master everlasting life. In conclusion, a few other things to note about the doctrine of Christ unto everlasting commandment are as follows. Number one, doing Christ or obeying the doctrine of Christ gives one a new heart. Let's open to Ezekiel chapter 36. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 36, right? Let's read. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Next verse. Next verse. Praise the Lord. So what Christ wants to do, you can't come into the what he wants to do with the fathers without having a new heart. What and who the doctrine of Christ will give us a new heart. A new heart is required for us to come into the place where God, to come into the realm of the Father, or to come into the land that he has promised the fathers, which is the everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Everlasting life is the life of the fathers. It's for people that have age in the spirit. And what will give you age? What will help you to journey to that place is Christ. Meaning that Christ will give you a heart. And that heart is called what? A new heart. It's a new heart that will call for a new spirit. Then when you have a new spirit, then my spirit will be in you, which is God, will now begin to dwell in you. Praise the Lord. So you need Christ. Doing Christ and obeying Christ's doctrine will give us a new heart. You see all those things that are outlined in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? Eh? Charity life. Those are things of Christ that a soul or a heart must have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Christ's heart or a new heart is the soil that is ready to receive the incorruptible seed for everlasting life. When a new heart, which is Christ's heart, has been achieved, a new spirit, which is Christ's law, has been written, then the right heart disposition to move on to the next allocation, which is everlasting life, is attained. Praise the Lord. So what will make the heart qualified, or what will qualify our heart to receive the doctrine of the Father, is Christ's doctrine. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is what Christ will do in every soul. And this is what Christ wants to achieve. Charity suffered long. Praise the Lord. Charity is the peak of Christ that the Lord want to, God want to produce in every soul. Are you suffering long? Charity, which is what Christ will give a soul, suffered long and is kind.
Charity envied not. Charity vaunted not itself. Charity is not puffed up. You see, all these things that are outlined here, these are Christ's nature. Because the heart disposition that is needed and required to be able to transit properly without breaking leg, cut and uncut, into everlasting life is the heart of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's say thank you to Pastor. Pastor, thank you so much, sir, for the, you know, Pastor didn't just come to preach. He was prepared to preach this thing. And one of the way God, by the Spirit of God, prepares is allowing some buffetings that we take a kind of structure or nature that is in us that is not according to Christ's pattern. So some of these challenges that comes to us is, though God is not the one bringing it, Satan is always after man. But God allows it sometimes, or most cases, but he's always there with us. Amen. While, like someone said, Pope said, while he was leading prayer, he may mention of someone, one pastor that said, in university, Satan is the what? HOD of, what do they call it? HOD of the faculty of God. In other words, for you to pass the university of God, Satan, you have to be tried by Satan. God allowed him to be there so that he become a tool that will bring us to perfection. So, Pastor, thank you so much for the grace. I know God prepared you for the lesson because of things that just came within this, you know. I will give God glory that you came out strong and better. The Lord will continue to strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ. We really appreciate you so much. In Jesus' name, you know, hearing and listening as he teaches, one will begin to look at the future. Though my thought anyway, you know, I'm just rounding up. The rounding up, not because of there's an addition, it's just to, for rounding up sake, and to also see how one can, you know, bring a level of or corporate strength to what has been taught. Praise God. Amen. So one begin to look at the future or what God will begin to build out of you. So I'm just speaking to you specifically, just a thought that will just go through my mind. Now, how many of us appreciate God's grace in the life of our pastor, Pastor Tokwe Falaye, Pastor Ayo, Pastor TJ, Pastor Yola, and all that. Praise God. Amen. Now, it is as a result of the workings of God that brings such beauty. And God is still doing so much work in them to bring much more beauty. Amen. So while hearing Pastor Sam, I'm beginning to see in my calculation, I say in the next 5 years now, we'll see another great emergence of grace of God. So beautiful that it's going to spring out. Because of the yieldedness of your commitment to what God is doing. And we are drinking from it. So many of us don't have your grace. And we appreciate God for the beauty of his mercy upon your life. And we say, God will further strengthen you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. It's good to be in church. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing to gather together unto the Lord. The Bible says how beautiful it is for brethren to gather together. You know, it's like an oil flowing, an ointment from the head of Aaron down to his skirt, like a mountain of Zion. He said, there the Lord commanded his blessing. So the blessing of God is when we gather together in unity. And the only thing that can bring us in unity is this doctrine. this life of God. Praise God. So we thank God so much for our daddy, Pastor Mika, for yielding to God. And the grace is, what we are drinking is as a result of the grace commission that is upon God's servant. His yieldedness, you know, and that's why we have to trust so much God's grace upon his life and pray for him more. Because the more he come into more things of God, the better we become. So our responsibility is to keep trusting God in prayer for him, because there lies our blessings. Praise God. So we really appreciate our daddy. And of course, the church has a commission of God here on earth. We heard it in prophecies here and there. It's no longer new to so many of us that have been here for a while now. The church is a strategic, it has been positioned strategically by God for this end time to fulfill the essence of God for the purpose why the church is bettered by Christ. Amen. So we should, by God's grace, and when we say the church, we are talking about you and I. Praise God. I said this to actually explain, our pastor is not here, Pastor Yola, by God's grace, the work has taken the shape, you know, and is expanding. We all need to do everything possible to also, as teaching is coming up, to align ourselves to grow also, so that we'll come into the more beauty of God. So, Pastor, by God's grace, I believe they should be coming back today. Yeah, they've just scattered here. You go to Koshofena, you only see Pastor and Pastor T. And probably, you know, praise God. So, Pastor Sesipo and Pastor Ayo is in Jos. Pastor Yola, Pastor TJ is in Abuja. Pastor Kunle is in Abuja. Praise God. Amen. And so, we need to continue to grow, because responsibility will fall on you. Yes, that's the essence. You are not just drinking alone. You have a responsibility which you align. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord will perfect his work. So when he said New and Living Hope Church is positioned strategically to reach out to the body, and we are talking about you as a person. And of course, you have to be made yourself available for God by yielding and aligning with what God is doing and what God is saying. And I believe as we do so, we'll come into the estate of God. Because in there also, we are growing. As Pastor taught us, the soul is also emerging. Amen. To the stature till we come to the realm of what? Eternal life. The dwelling place of God. The nature of God. The life of God. Because that's the essence, the purpose of God for mankind. For humanity. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just in a few minutes, Pastor, I say so many things, and just as I say, corporate grace, you know, as I find grace, just to summarize, we are still dealing, talking of right heart disposition towards learning everlasting life. Heart disposition. Now, the soul, heart is one of the compartments of the soul, like he taught us. Amen. The soul is the one that learned Christ. The soul is one that learns everlasting life. The soul is one that will emerge and come into eternal life. Amen. So that's what Jesus said to them. What profit will it be to a man after gaining the whole world? So he's telling us the possibility of the soul to gain the whole world. There's possibility of the soul. So the soul is so alive that you can't imagine the state, the world God built in that soul. That is why up to today, Satan himself have not really conquered the soul completely since the fall of man, because his intention was to take hold of the, conquer the soul. So for you to see the depth of the soul. Amen. So the soul is an institution, a place of learning, because the food of your body is when you eat pap, rice, beans or whatever. The body is getting nourishment, isn't it? So when you say eat good food, you get good nourishment of your body. So the soul food is knowledge. That's why you go to school to learn. What is being imparted to you, or where you are receiving impartation as you go to school, is your soul. And as you are learning, the soul is taking a nature. Now what you learn is what the soul will become. And that's why sometimes it becomes scary. I said this under our parents because I've heard and said it. It becomes scary that you learn and learn as a somebody who went to learn. What if you study art? What's it called? You become a professional. By the time you finish studying art, something has configured in you. You're taking a nature. Now, I'm not saying that you become an art. But I'm trying to bring forth word that what the soul can control by learning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tell me, a medical doctor, I will tell you how much of knowledge of medical line that he has come into. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, now when we talk about life, we're going to talk about right heart disposition towards learning everlasting life. That the heart has to be in a state. Now, one of the things, Pastor, while we are teaching, a thought was just going through my mind, was even the reason why I went through some certain things during the week. Because sometimes Satan knows to a great extent what is coming. He wants to put your heart in a state that you will not be able to fit into what is coming, God is bringing. He brings a lot of distractions, things here and there, temptations and trials, just to shift you so that you not align, be in a place where as God is coming, you'll be in the place to receive God. He wants to put you apart. So as God comes, you'll not be there. Because that was what he did to Adam and Eve when he deceived them and they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they were not where they ought to be. So when God finally came in the garden, as usual, where he ought to meet them. And they were not there. And God said, where are you? So God can't reach out to them because they have been taken out of the way. So Satan did that so that God will not complete his work in Adam and Eve. And of course, that run down through humanity after the fall. So God is restoring us back to himself. And the way God has designed that we should come back to himself, being that man has fallen to a level that it becomes so difficult, so to speak, for man to gravitate to God. But God is God of awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the creator of all things. And he's a living God. His heart is for us to come into his estate. Amen. Now he now made provisions of steps to pick up from where we are. To pick up from the stages we are, so that even no matter the level you are, wherever the devil kept you, you can be picked. Provision has been made. Jesus made that provision so that you can be picked. And that was the reason when he died, the Bible says he went down to the deeper part of the earth. So, where are you? Are you the deeper part? You are not yet there. So you can be picked by the blood of Jesus. By the word of his testimony, by the life of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So everyone has provision, has been made for everyone to be reconciled back to God, to be restored back to God our Father. So the essence of the teaching is to position our heart. Amen. So Pastor White teaching, we're talking about in mention or according to the manner and according to the scripture, as God has also instructed his servant our daddy, Pastor Meke Guchiku, praise God, in learning of this life. He made mention of Christ's life, everlasting life, and what? Eternal life. Amen. These stages of life are processes of our ascension to God. Now, when you talk about life, you know, it's sometimes, there's a way we call it. And that's why when we come to church, there's a way we behave. And when we go to work, there's a way we behave. We live Christian life in the church. We live another life. No, life is just an... What is your life? What is your life? Now, Stephen, what is your life? When he says somebody gave his life to Jesus, what is your life? Because if we don't understand this, we might not understand the nitty-gritty of these teachings. What is my life? Whatever gathered me together and brought me here is my life. However I prepare myself and be here today is my life. Whatever I'm thinking, even as I'm here, teaching is going on, is my life. Whatever is my ambition and aspiration and desire is my life. So if it is not in line according to the doctrine that I've been spelled out, in the gospel of God, in the gospel of Christ, in the gospel of the Father, that means we are out of the way of the life of God. So what is going on in your mind as a man? That's your life. See, if I grow, I want to marry. and I'll marry tall lady, and I'll marry short lady, I'll marry fair lady, I will buy a car. You know what he's speaking? It's my life. You know, and when I say it's my life, the way I will go for that thing is as a result of my life I have. And some people go to the extent of doing all things. Somebody say, I can do everything to get what I want. Amen. Praise God. A lady in our company left and went to a place, and she was made West Africa regional manager. And she was just, funny enough, in the office stage, I was higher than her where she was in the office. And she left, and I'm driving her something, and somebody asked, say, how come this lady got to this place? The nurse said, when she got there for interview, they called her HOD. I asked her HOD, how about this lady? And HOD is somebody I know, is a very funny person, a free man. He said, that lady is a go-getter. She can get you anywhere. Anything you want for the country, she's a go-getter. I'm trying to drive out something. Now, she's a go-getter. You know what? Because that go-getter, that's her life. She can earn what she wants by how she wants it. Damn the consequences. Now, election is coming. Everybody, many people want to become president, governor. Now, what is speaking is life. I'm not saying it's wrong to be that, no. But you know, how people will want to get it, to damn the consequences, whatever propelling the arrangement to become that is their life. So when we talk about Christ's life, everlasting life, eternal life, is the constitution or the constituencies of your makeup that propel your decisions and your response to issues. So the only way, or one of the things that build that thing, is called this word. Now, most of it was not built to where, or it was built unaware. Why I say unaware? Most of those things we are inherited. And some is what society spell as life. So when you grow up and you see that and you pursue it, to lose your life. Praise God. But do you know, all this life, like Solomon said, vanity upon vanity. Amen. Now when he said carnal life, like he said, Pastor was teaching us, carnal life go beyond, she's a fornicator. Of course, it's part of it. It's just an art. Like Reverend was teaching us yesterday concerning conduct and conversation. Praise God. So the church tried to do with conduct. And the more you do with conduct, and you've not taught the conversation, clean the pig today and allow the pig, you go back to the world to swine. Because it's his nature to dwell in that. Bath the with the latest cream and perfume that pig. And just perfume that pig. You know, that's what most things we do in church. We're trying to see a way of, you know, emphasizing on people's conduct, character, you know, but we forgot to know those character are fruit of sin. They are not actually the main thing, though they are also sin, but something was fueling at that life. So what Christ's word is meant to address is that conversation, so that like Jesus said, clean the inside, the outside will be made what? Clean. Amen. So when we talk about Christ's life, everlasting life, is a life that, now, when you receive that knowledge, what will happen to you? It becomes what leads to your decision. How you decide, how you respond. Praise God. But you know, we are not there yet. But we are going there. That's where God is taking us. Because this says, he promised us what? Everlasting life. And he's determined to do that. Praise God. Pastor, when you were teaching, he talked about, you know, using school as an example. Now, you might not, it's not necessary you finish the curriculum or perfectly finish all the curriculum of Christ before God will take you to everlasting. No, they're just like us, some of us, in school, they give a grade from 100 to 80 is A1. Isn't it? Or 75 or so. Now, from maybe from 70 to 60 is they categorize that. Now, if it's called 88, 89, you have A1. Now, what about the remaining 12? Now, you will discover that when you now take to another class, in learning that new class, when you come back in that new class, will begin to address the remaining 12. You understand? We begin to address, it's discovered that, like some of you now, Stephen, when we are in primary 2, there's something he cannot even do, but take it to primary 2 now. You know, it's just like you are playing, you are eating, you know, because by your stature and learning, everything there is just sweep, you know, understand. But you were not like that when you left primary 2 to primary 3. So through the process of learning, the new classes on the new estate you come are brought into a maturity that can be able to take care of the little lapses that you left behind to migration. Praise God. Amen. But for us to come into everlasting life, there is an expectation of God for us, because we can't even come there if we've not met that expectation. It's like Pastor said, God is the one that agreed. You don't know when you get there. But like Pastor taught us, keep following God. Let's keep learning God. Let's not give up in learning God. Amen. Now ask yourself, which stage I am now? Am I in hope or charity, faith or hope now? Like someone was asked me, I don't even know, am I in hope or charity? So even you, personally they ask, don't even know where he is. So how can I help you? Amen. But let's keep following God. Let's keep learning God. Amen. Praise God. So all this Christ life, everlasting life, eternal life, is not just a life that we live when we come to church. Or a life that we live when we meet our brethren in the church. No, it's a life that what we learn, because that's who God is. That's a nature. That's why he called a conversation. That's called, it has to come by doctrine. Praise God. See, sorry, Baba T. Maybe your name is too close to my mouth today. Now, Baba T is not in the hospital. He's in the church. Let that be a medical issue. Now, he doesn't need to run to the hospital before he know what to do to that child. By constitution, by learning. When you look at the child, even when he is in the toilet, he doesn't have medical life in the hospital, and you know, so it become his, yes, praise God. So that life we are learning is when we learn it, which it become a nature. Now, what makes up a nature is the, tell me an Igbo man, by his heart, I will tell you the food he eats. Isn't it? Let me crack small joke. Praise God. One young Igbo guy came from village and, you know, he was called to serve someone. And he went to the market. He was supposed to buy food there. So it happened that the person selling food, forgive me, I'm just trying to put words, is a Yoruba woman, and the son is, of course, it can't be a Yoruba woman, your son, because so he has a son. So the boy was, kilo, they wait you one by here. The guy now said, this guy doesn't know me that I'm a man. He said, I eat apple. If you are given one, now I'm going to say, a people man, I eat apple. This animal that I eat. This eat apple, you know? So he believed that the food he eat making, you know, giving a quick strength to a fourthly. That's what he thought. And actually, he feel that has become his mind. And now he this one eat him and I'm like light. So welcome to that conclusion. It's a knowledge, it's a nature. By food he eat, he felt that he's a strong boy. So this boy sell food for, you are telling me this, and you are, if you are, praise God. So if you are, he has strength, because he say he eat apple, he coming from the village. Now, praise God. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So the more we keep feeding,
How do we feed the soul? Like he taught us, it's knowledge, learning, doctrine. Doctrine means learning. Learning, praise God. As we learn, we begin to receive the nature of Christ. Now, please understand this. While Pastor was teaching, a thought just flashed my mind. When we say, Christ is not the final decision. You know, if we are here and new, like you say, you know, you would think, because the mindset we have when we say Christ is that our Lord Jesus. Why would you say our Lord Jesus? No, our Lord Jesus is Christ, is God. But what we are talking about, a Christ is a life that is being fashioned by God to take away the world from us. The world, the things of this world. That the devil, what are the things of this world? After the fall, the way man fashioned to live his life. Amen. And that is what we call sin. Amen. Praise God. So, this teaching is addressing is our conversation. When our conversation is being addressed, our conduct will be taken care of. Amen. Our conduct will be taken care of. Praise God. So, Pastor was teaching us, he said the soul is the one that grows to God. Amen. The soul is the one that grows to God. Like he taught us, when you get born again, according to the scripture, your spirit is well regenerated, quickened. It's not your work. The Bible says it's by grace that you are saved in that manner. Praise God. Ephesians. Amen. It says it's by your grace that we are saved. Now, that grace now will place a responsibility to your soul to learn what your spirit has become. Amen. So in learning what your spirit has become, your soul is engaged. Because your soul has something in itself. So when we have fear, this one that quickly get anger before you got born again, praise God. Amen. Now, you know, God is addressing this. We have these things in us, so, but a window has been opened in the place of learning so that in learning we acquire these doctrines and be free. Praise God. So, like Pastor advised us, the emphasis here, that our soul has to be in a position. And that position has been spared out in this lesson. It will do us good to listen to this message is being sent to us either Tuesday, every Tuesday. We can go back to it, download it, and learn it in our WhatsApp group. We can also learn this, take this manner, look at the scriptural references based on the teaching that we have received from our pastor by the Spirit of God. When reading it, those teachings will begin to make much more meaning to us. We'll be able to align ourselves by the workings of God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's lift our hands and begin to appreciate God.
By the new and living way.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church. or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us by WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you.
Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated for